Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fincastle Media Group, Alive, Eight Toast Holdings, Royal Bank of Canada, Barefoot Marketing, Nassau Cruise Ports.
If the rhythm feels good to you, baby, let me hear you say. If the rhythm feels good to you, baby, let me hear you say. If the rhythm feels good to you, baby, let me take you away.
Time and time again, I just need a friend, someone to talk to. I'm just glad it's you.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a glorious Friday afternoon on the cusp of the weekend. I know many of you, I will not say who you work for in public service, praise God, have already started your weekend from Tuesday afternoon, right? I hope you guys are doing well out there. I see the weather is shifting. Guys, tell me, it's snowing in New York. It's bananas out here. I'm reading stuff saying fault lines are shifting. Things are happening. Man, listen, let's get into this thing. We're going to have a great conversation. Before I even dive into anything, I got to say, attention, RBC clients, attention, attention. Collect your RBC chip Visa debit card this Saturday from RBC's Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles Drive branch. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Remember, bring your IDs. Bring your IDs. Go get your stuff. You know, we're still in this kind of position. You got to be able to spend some money on this weekend. We're still in the first quarter. We got a lot of things to do and be able to look up a few things. I got a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They got everything laid out for you. Got your SDs, your jitneys, your taxis, your leggies. Whatever you need to insure, they can take care of you. You got to go down there and ask for my good, decent friend, Etrick Bow. He got everything laid out for you. In-house financing. If you're one of these people, right after you pick up your RBC chip tomorrow, you can go down there and check them out. They're open between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. In-house financing for your SDs, for your fleets. Let's make this thing happen. 341-1AFS. 341-1AFS. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful. Talk to me. I like the little breeze. As a December baby. I like the little breeze. And when the breeze pick up, my God, we look for the cardigan. We are here live and in full effect. In the middle of summer, we wearing sweaters. We doing too much. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. Ingram's in the paper. He rejects the office of the prime minister's claim of the on the car purchase that the vehicle would have cost $300,000 12 years ago appears unlikely. I like how he's a statesman and indicates that it's unlikely. He don't say it's a lie. He just is kind of like, it's unlikely. I like these particular themes. Cooper slams Pinchot over the house clash, and he somehow dragged House and Mutri in the thing. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to dive in with us today. Let's talk about these things. Is it me? I'm going to open up the lines today. The line's going to be wide open. I'd like you to join in. I have no guests with me today, so it's only going to be us doing our best to kind of have a laid-back Friday. I doubt that's going to happen. But I want you to give me a call, 341-1AF. 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text line at 422-4796. Now, I got to talk with y'all. I want to be as decent as possible. I think we're going to tiptoe into maybe some politics. Let's do that. Let's talk some politics. Now, not the politics of what's happening in governance. Let's talk party politics, right? The only reason I want to do that is because I feel an amplified version of a stiff-necked, defiant stance. Cooper taking on a very strong position in his capacity as Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Tourism, being able to come to the forefront. I assessed that. I watched him. I watched him as he gave a contrast to the current speaker and her position and being able to draw a comparison to House and Mutri and how he has, without a shadow of a doubt, taken on this kind of a strong position to indicate that in his view, he's viewed House and Mutri as the worst speaker. And Michael Pintard sat there and did nothing. I looked at that and I assessed it. I looked at his posture. I listened to the cadence and to the rhythm in his voice, how it didn't shake. He was strong. He was steadfast. That means he found support. He didn't say this on his own. He was assured of what he was going to say. And he stood there and he actually delivered that. I thought it was brave. Not necessarily the prime minister. I'm talking about his posture and his position. It was a brave posture. Because you're going to get pushed back for this, especially from Housen. But I suppose that Housen knew that this was coming as a meteorologist. Housen is my good friend. Housen, I joke with you. I kid. Right? The truth is as I look at this, I try to make a determination as to what's coming down the pipeline. These pronouncements are not those that is to a wanting society. Is to a wanting base. It's a steadfast, assured position, seems to be only within the executive and those persons who are taken care of, that this is the course that we're taking and we're full steam ahead. I had a significant conversation yesterday. And for my maturing political stance, I have to say it like that, because I don't want y'all to think I'm the oracle and y'all like to go, how would you know everything? My God, give me the lottery numbers. Give me all the lottery numbers because you know everything. No, I don't want to do that. But I make assessments, and my assessments based upon my experience, my exposure, and what I know for my age group and category. There are people in my age bracket, 10 years my senior, 10 years my junior, in this kind of a bracket that we have conversations. Now, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not, whether you are participating in this or not, this is the grouping between 32 and 52, that's transitioning to leadership in this country. Can I say that? Is it okay? Let's do it. From 30 to 55, that's transitioning to leadership in this country. Whether you like that or not, whether you agree with that or not, whether you're a participant in that or not, whether you're steadfast on your traditional concepts and ideas and how things were, or whether you look at the futuristic concepts of inclusion and how things need to happen from a political standpoint, it's inevitable. This thing's going to happen. Grammy say, it ain't going, it coming. That means that everybody could see it. Now, you can play naive and put your head in the sand and act like you don't see this. Between the ages of 30 and 55, the demographic is moving towards leadership. That demographic. We don't necessarily think like the men of old. We don't. We've seen a lot of things. We're grateful for a great deal of things. We accept a great deal of things that the majority of us accepted a great deal of things that those men of old, that elk, that understanding for community and their commitment in what they've done. There's some things that are shifting. In the midst of that, I look at this. And I look at this kind of assessment and I talk with persons in my age category. And the way that we're thinking, the PLP would do good to go to a snap election in 2025, early. The line's open. I want you guys to be a part of the conversation. Howard, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. Let's go. This is, listen, to the casual conversations, to my learned friends within my age bracket, we talked about this. Not collectively, we're not sitting down here and being able to have like, you know, a meeting on this particular things, but various conversation. And so I have sort of a panoramic view that I could take a snapshot of these particular things. And let's get into it. The PLP will do well if they go to an election in 2025. Now, they will not get the 5-year mandate, but they can possibly get 8 years. Yeah. So essentially, they're sacrificing 2 years to garner the majority of years that they can in the event that they go to a general election. And the only reason, right now, we're talking right now, we are in March. Today is March 21st. 22nd, March 22nd. If the PLP was to call an election, let's say they get all their stuff together, hypothetically and based upon the information, the FNM is not going to go to an election, a convention rather, until October. This is the information that we have. Now, they have until possibly November, mid-November, to have this election. So they're waiting for the very last moment to have this kind of a convention to identify these things. That means in the interim, no one has been identified for constituencies. In the interim, as we wait between now and October, the only thing that we're going to hear is Michael Pintard being able to sort of pick apart any one of the positions that the government has taken, if he takes this particular course that we're seeing right now. He's going to pick apart everything that the government does and identify the fact that he knows these things intimately and he can provide you insight as an individual. But that's not the embodiment of a team. That's not being able to show me the wherewithal of a team to identify the body of men and women that you've identified to go in various constituencies to execute. Now, from the information that I've received from my good, decent people within the Free National Movement, they've told me, this is what they say now. They say, Howard, and this is very good informed people, right? They have proximity. You know, I'm not going to give you my sources. But nonetheless, they say, Howard, the leader has already come to the forefront and indicated as a result of what's happening, every man for himself and God for us all. There's not going to be a team block. This is the information that I've received. There's not going to be a team block. When we go to convention, every man is for himself. Because there's some people call me and say, I'm vying for this position. I'm vying for that position. I say, yeah, but what about the leader? Did the leader indicate that? Did you talk to the leader about this? He says, no, I didn't talk to the leader about this position. I says, so how can you go to this position, such a prestigious high position in the organization, and not have a conversation with leadership about the possibility of moving towards that? Now, from a democratic standpoint, you should not have to talk to the leader. But from the rhythm of the culture that exists within both organizations, PLP and FNM, from the tradition of culture and culture that exists in them, if you won't get in for sure, you should talk to the leader. We know that. Okay? And so I asked, did you talk to the leader about this particular position? And they indicated to me, we haven't had an opportunity to be able to talk to the leader, but the leader has indicated that it doesn't matter what you go for. If you win, he's more than happy to serve with you. I like the democratic concept. I like it. I like it. And I think if you had significant time and if people had already shaken this kind of an idea of, you know, the culture that exists within an organization, if they've shaken that off and they're looking forward to democracy, transparency, accessibility, and looking for the best candidate, then this would be a great option. But people still haven't gotten the residue of politics of old. They haven't shaken that just yet. Your council is a mixed council. You still have the influence that exists in your council, the juggernauts that exist in your council, still are men of old. From a political standpoint, and they carry the weight and the influence in your council. Can this work? This is what the FNM grapples with. And as they grapple with these particular things, the PLP, all they have to do is pick up their sticks and be steadfast. The language in which Chester Cooper spoke yesterday says to me that the PLP is dead fast and focused on 2026. And from a calculation standpoint, we may have to shave a few months to gain the war. We can lose a small battle. There's going to be some casualties in war. Some various constituencies are not going to get back in. Let's just be very clear. There are some constituencies and some members of parliament that's sitting right now that you haven't heard from, that hasn't been present, that hasn't been in their constituency, that hasn't shown themselves in the House of Assembly strong to be able to speak on behalf of your constituency and those particular areas. These fellas, these men and women, they're going to be casualties of war. But for the most part, we may see a healthy mix with the PLP just coming over the top. Let's shoot it straight. In the event that they call a general election early. If the PLP waits this out for the end of next year, they will not win the next general election. This is how I feel. It's based upon what's happening now. Don't fight me. This is March. We are in the first quarter. We got 8-9 days to get out of the first quarter of this year. We got 3 more quarters to go. And based upon what's happening in the first quarter, the first 90 days of this year, we've identified that the PLP is strong in their posture, but not necessarily right. They could be strong and wrong, but they are relentlessly strong for being able to take on a position and articulate the fact that, hey, listen, we have a philosophical difference between the FNM and the PLP. This is our stance. And I say, oh my God. How could these things happen? Why would you articulate this like this? Their care and concern is not about your feelings, not about your emotions. They are steadfast on their agenda. We talked about this before. Everyone has an agenda. The FNM has one. The PLP has one. The only one that's missing an agenda, that's missing sort of a path and a strategy to be able to make those steps to move towards tomorrow, is the people of the Bahamas. Let's talk about it. Anton will call me, another person will call me and say, yeah, but some people are dissatisfied in the PLP. These are casualties of war. And if we're going to shoot straight, I don't know you all to not vote for the PLP. Let's shoot straight. Your good, decent, your most recent member of parliament, the Honorable Kingsley Smith, found himself victorious because of this committed PLP base. For the amount of people that was registered in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, and for the amount of people that came out to vote, only, it seems like, the PLP vote base voted. So you could say what you want. And that might be the rumblings that exist within your organization to be able to see identified people who are articulate and loud and boisterous for the PLP during the last election, and y'all didn't give them nothing. That's okay. That's okay. That doesn't change the fact that there are some diehard PLPs that remember what Bradley Roberts did for them. That remember what Perry Christie did for them. That remember what Lyndon Pinlin did for them. And their commitment to being able to talk about the history of this party places them in the position as a diehard PLP, whether you do something for them or not. These are the people who are coming out to vote. The FNM, very clearly, said that they told me that there is a spirit of, there's a dissident spirit in the FNM. I say, my God, this sounds like a haunted house. This uneasy spirit that as soon as something doesn't go our way, we don't have the tolerance, the patience to endure what's happening now. We will revolt. That revolt has led you to significant defeat. Let's talk about these things. The line's going to be wide open, guys. I'm going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a sixth straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government-issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Raycon Script Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's grounds ignite with Bahamian talent featuring KB, Gino D, Baraka Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
I know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Novi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, CBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday. We're here live and in full effect. Please give me a call, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're just talking some politics, right? We're just talking a little taste of politics, right? We're taking on this kind of an avenue to talk about these things, to engage persons, to see where your mind is at. Are you so pissed off about the vehicle, right? Are you so up in arms about the vehicle? Are you up in arms about the traveling, the Botswana trip, are you so up in arms about the fact that they've not committed the way that they should internally within the organization? Are you so up in arms about the fact that you didn't get your contract, right? You didn't get an opportunity to be able to do these things. This PLP never took care of you. Maybe you was a Christie boy, but nonetheless, you found yourself committed to this party beyond anything with the expectation and the hope that Brave Davis, in his particular capacity as leader of the organization, will throw you a bone, and you didn't get that. Are you so, troubled in your spirit that you cannot see yourself voting for the PLP come next general election? I don't think so. That's just me. I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, I often say something. I gave you an analogy the other day where I couldn't understand Michael Pintard's position. I accept it. I accept that this is his course, this is his strategy, this is his approach to being able to show himself above board, transparent, and separate from the perceived corruption that exists within the body politics. I accept it, but I don't necessarily understand him taking on a position to always speak with clarity about why he didn't do it and how he was invited into this space and he didn't. I don't understand it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand it. You could enlighten me or try. I still don't understand it. And I gave a comparison between, it was very personal for me because in the seat of observation, whether quietly or pronounced, with a desire to be able to move towards leadership in due time and due season, I observe. That's what my position is, to observe. And sometimes you may be hit it on the head and sometimes you don't. But in the midst of observation, the first thing you have to do is contrast. So you're looking at something and now you have to travel in your mind to try to make a determination. Well, what would another leader would have done? Because that's the position that we're in with Michael Pintard right now. We understand his posture. We understand his poise. We remember the Michael Pintard of yesterday as it relates to being able to talk about poetry and always insightful and being able to talk futuristically about what needs to happen. And then we look at this Michael Pintard now. And we see his posture, his tone, very crisp, right, and very sharp as it relates to being able to deliver what he's delivering and his conviction. We see it. So we could compare Michael Pintard yesterday, Michael Pintard now. But Michael Pintard has never stepped into the leadership role from a national perspective. Okay, yeah, he's the leader of the opposition. Okay, yes, he was the chairman of the organization. Okay, yes, he was a member of parliament and continues to be that, right? But we're looking at him and trying to make a determination of what kind of leader, prime minister, would he be. And so when he says, well, they offered me an opportunity to be able to put my stuff, the paraphernalia, on Bahamas Air, or they offered me an opportunity to go to Botswana, or I took the opportunity to go to Buckingham Palace, but this is, you know, they spent all this money going over there, right? I try to make a determination as to whether or not strong leadership that I've identified in yesteryear would have done this. I do. And then I think, and I gave you the analogy, I think about someone pushing a mic in Hubert Ingram's mouth, former prime minister, in a position of leadership. And Mr. Ingham, what do you think about, what are your thoughts about this? And you see the PLP has spent $100,000 going to West Grand Bahama to be able to spell these. What do you think? Well, you know the nature of the PLP. That's the first thing that come to my mind. And guess what? We know the nature of the PLP. I don't care how you feel about that. There is a subtle, very quiet position that many of us, whether you're a PLP, you're an FNM, or you're indifferent, the rhythm of what existed in that organization, the culture that has been embedded in the organization over the course of time has said to us, they're going to take this particular road. And that ain't a higher road for the most part. They can take this road. And they don't care how you feel about it. This is the nature of the PLP. And coming from a former PLP, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram, we tend to agree with that. Well, you know what the nature of the PLP. Congratulations to Kingsley Smith, but 2026 is coming. The FNM will be prepared to contest 100% and be coming for our things. That's the only thing I envision. What is it with trying to explain the wrong that the PLP has done? I think all of us can see that this is uncomely. This may be socially untowards. This is not a path that we expect with transparency, accountability. But the PLP has also told us that there is a stark contrast that exists philosophically between the FNM and the PLP. Why we don't listen to people when they talk? Why we don't listen when these people are telling us who they are? And you coming back to tell us who they are. We already know. That stark contrast that exists between the FNM and the PLP needs no further explanation. To the grassroots, to the common man, or to the most intellectual person in our society, he that has eyes, let him see. He that has ears, let him hear. The determination beyond all of this is how will you make your decision come next general election? If the FNM keeps this particular course, I don't necessarily see themselves victorious if a snap election is called, just hypothetically, as we continue to have this conversation. Lines are open. Let me take this telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, Mr. Grimm, when I see some of the FNM candidates who is going to run the candidate, I will tell you how many seats the PLP will get. The PLP is still in, you know, they still more as a choice. All they have to do now, listen to the voice of the people. When you hear people complain about road, deal with the situation.
I see Clay Sweeten yucking open bag yesterday and fixing potholes in the road.
That's my saying.
Yesterday.
Now the big elephant is in the room. Deal with social service with this food. See, it's easy, you know. Now, I don't want to jump all over the place. That car situation, yes, they may need a car. But what I would do, if I was the PM or whoever, I would bring that price in line with what the former PM them had. And stuff like that.
I'm
going to try to stretch it because you got no people who you're dealing with. You see what I say?
I hear what you're saying.
And then you would see a whole different changes. The traveling, whatever to do, not every drum beat, I will dance to. I will choose. You hear the people I'm complaining and stuff like that? Okay, just slow down. You go this week, the next week, you don't go. So listen to the voice of the people. And if you can listen to the voice of the people, yes, these MP what in now, they may not win by a big landslide, but I believe the majority of them still going back in. Because when you look around town and the FNM, if they're trying to look for people to run. Who, you know, if people ain't gonna lose their good, come out their good job to run, and when they lose, they don't have a job.
They ain't got no job, they ain't got no wife, they ain't got no house, even a dog leave.
Well, you think you can throw your hand in the race?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sir. No, I can't bother with that.
I go on then.
I can't bother with that. I appreciate you, my brother. I can't bother with that. I've had significant conversations over the past few weeks with persons, you know, casually having conversations about what's going to happen. And $28,000 is not in a bad way. I had to hustle to catch myself. Can I say this? I got to hustle to catch myself. I have a great deal of passion, and I really do want to serve in a national capacity. I really do. I really do want to help. best I can. I really do want to be able to sit down there and see if I can be able to work with some people to get some stuff out. But the truth of the matter is that I wouldn't bother with that. And as it relates to the Free National Movement, I'm going to be very clear and very honest with you. It's difficult to make a determination as to whether or not you're going to put your name forward to say that you want to run. Because there isn't a settling in the organization just yet. Let's be honest. The next convention could change everything. The next convention can change everything in the Free National, Movement. It could mean that Michael Pintard retains that position as leader, or it could mean that Michael Pintard is ousted. The next convention is the determination as to whether or not you go with the FNM or not. You present yourself with the FNM or not. Because people only want to serve with leadership that they believe has the wherewithal to be able to pull the best out of them, the best out of people, and make the best out of a situation. Some persons served with Minnis now trying to revive a conversation. And some persons who wish to serve with Michael is trying to be able to fortify a position and say, Michael is the man. It's going to be very difficult. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. Can you put me to this control?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right in. Go right ahead.
Hey, what's happening, Howard?
All is well, man. What's happening?
Let me ask you a question. Let's go back a little bit, right? Remember when Christie lost the election? Remember when Christie lost the election, right? You remember the turmoil the FNM was in?
Mm-hmm.
When Minnis took leadership, Loretta mm-hmm. Paterno, mm-hmm. It's so many backstabbing. Everybody, like the FNM, was in shambles.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Minnis got the team together. They level up and won. Mm-hmm. You think the people voted for the FNM because they like Minnis?
Yes.
The people were sick and tired of the PLP.
No.
Same thing with Minnis. When Brave won this time, look at the state the PLP was in. What happened? They rallied the troops, and they came back and won.
By the time we get to 2021, by the time as we was moving towards that, the PLP was a force to reckon with. The four of them had the House of Assembly rocking like nobody business, and you know it's the truth.
I'll give you that, no doubt. But at the same time, the people voted for Minnis because they was tired of what Minnis put the people through. They didn't like Brave them that much. Look at the voter turnout. If the people like the PLP and Brave that much, don't you think the voter turnout would be much higher than it was?
Low voter
across
turnout.
The entire spectrum of the Bahamas. Low. The voter turnout was low.
Yes, the voter turnout was very low, right?
And that happened because the people just was frustrated. Now, again, what do you think happening right now? Look at the taxes that the people getting put on. They're getting put on the back of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes. Every mm-hmm. facet of our life is being taxed. Food, gas, power, water. Every business license, Oakland, NIB, every facet is being taxed. Every time you turn around, we're being taxed. Then the government has asked us to pay more. They spend it like drunken sailors. $200,000 to go to Orlando to turn an award show. $400,000 to $500,000 to go to Africa. $200,000 for a Mercedes, made for a BMW. The people is tired. The people is frustrated.
So what does this mean? Let's pull it together. The FNM has a chance?
Only two major parties. We don't vote governments in. We vote governments out.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You're a good and decent man. I appreciate the contribution. I want to dive it in and chop those things down. I want to talk, man. Let's talk about these things. Let me get a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's Easter time again, and it's time to stop by Paradise Fisheries, located at number 16 Harley Street, Mount Royal Avenue. We are now accepting those large orders for fish fries on Good Friday. So give us a call today at 325-3301 or stop by our stores between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Fridays and 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Paradise Fisheries, still your one-stop shop for all of those Easter desires.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I am excited, man. Wednesday evening, I had an opportunity to be able to go over to the Grand Bahama Port Authority. They had an event where they opened up their office at One West, and just being able to talk about some stuff, you know, I'm excited about it. I might as well tell you the truth. I looked in there, governmental representation. I saw Picewell. Picewell's my very good friend, right? I saw Picewell in that particular capacity, but not officials from a government standpoint being able to talk about those things. So it's important that we have, if you look in the papers today, you can be able to read up from C.A. Smith, Cornelius Smith II, being able to put an article in the paper to talk about the synergy between the government and the Port Authority could mean the flourishing of Grand Bahama. If there is some lagging, some dragging behind, and instead we may not necessarily see that kind of a swift movement for productivity and growth for the people of Grand Bahama. But I want to commend the Grand Bahama Port Authority, the Grand Bahama Development Company, Invest Grand Bahama for taking on such a strong position to talk about these things. One of the things that I spoke about when we started to do these things was the fact that when I flew over Grand Bahama last, you know, it's hard for you to come here and, you know, very quietly had these conversations. I didn't do it out in the open. But I said, it's hard for you to come here and say to me that Grand Bahama's on the move. You have prospects here. You have this, you have that, you have all these things. But as soon as I fly over, it looks like an abandoned lumber yard. Can I say that? It's my home. It looks like an abandoned lumber yard. You got pine trees littered, laying all over, you know, as you fly over. And first thing they said, Howard, we're putting a tender out right now as we speak. By the end of the week, we should have a tender out. Maybe this week or next week, the guy should have it out for companies or individuals to be able to come in and clean that up. And when I heard that, I knew that, you know, because these things may seem small, all right? But that's a big thing, because perception is reality. And we live in a space, just like your food. A lot of people start to eat with their eyes first. And so you have at least a proper presentation, right? And it has to look enticing before you decide that you want to be able to dive in. That's important. I want to commend those persons in Grand Bahama for taking on a position. I see, I forget the company's name. Somebody text me the company's name. They put up a big sign, welcome to Freeport, so forth and so on. Hey, guys, continue to do what you're doing, man. Continue to do well. Focus on the redevelopment of Grand Bahama. Focus on those particular things. And I'm sure that you're going to get great participation in those areas. Guys, we're talking politics today. And when we left off, we started to talk about this thing. And I just want to touch it, right? My caller, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to participate, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The last caller that I had started to talk about this fact that people voted against the PLP's government, not because they like Minnis. I don't necessarily agree with that. Minnis' campaign approach was to say to you, just like Donald Trump, I am not a politician. But let's not forget about these things. Minnis' entire approach to the people of the Bahamas at the onset, before us knowing what his capability was, so forth and so on, I am not a politician. I am a doctor. And you need a doctor. So for the 5,000 people who I've given birth to, now I ask you to give birth to me entering the House of Assembly. Let's not forget this. His language, his approach was different than the lawyer. Very clearly, a stark contrast between a doctor and a lawyer. And there was social conversation ensued in every subsector of this country, every corner, every nook, every cranny, under every rock. But my God, you know, you might as well give the doctor a try this time. We could use a doctor. Is there a doctor in the house? And then you come to find out, as soon as we got to NPO, you say, oh, Jesus, the doctor can't spell. You forget that. Let's not forget about these things. Minnis had a likability quality about him. Howard, what the hell are you talking about? After he said, I rockin' with Doc. After that campaign was launched, and then Loretta came for him. And she stood steadfast, relentless, determined, so forth and so on. And the only thing he did was stand. It did something to the Bahamian people. Our superstition cut on. It was turned on. Ignited. Our superstition, it wasn't a draft anymore. It became a strong rain. My God, God must he send him, yay. Jesus, he gone through all of that and he's still there. My God, this is time. Y'all stop playing. I live right here. You ain't gonna play with me and pretend like I don't know this. I know this. I was right here. And when you gave him an opportunity and he did not go in the direction that we, the people, desired him to go, that's when we decided to discard him. It wasn't necessarily against the government. It was against him and his individual position. And then that didn't help when he started to cry for, was it Barbuda? And it didn't help when he was very sharp with the media. It didn't help the progression as it happened when the Hurricane Dorian came and he didn't cry for us. It didn't help with this kind of a flippant approach with the persons that were allegedly dead on the ground in Abaco, so forth and so on. It didn't help with this lockdown. It didn't help with these particular things. And then we led to, that's what happened. So don't, I don't know. I don't know, people didn't like Minnis. Yes, he had a likability quality about him. And as much as in hindsight, we look back and dissect whether or not the Hubert Ingram era was over. At the beginning, when he said that, a lot of us resonated with it. It resonated with a lot of us. We accepted that. Yeah, that totalitarian concept may be done with. Now you're looking back and say, I think Ingram as it gets come back. Let's talk clear and straight and honest. You rejected the leader of the PLP. Let's shoot straight now, right down the middle. You rejected the leader of the PLP and indicated this man can't even travel. This is what you said. He can't even leave the country. And then he stayed steadfast in his position. Him, Glenys, Picewell. Oh God, who's the next person? Four of them. And they had the House of Assembly rocking. Quietly opening your mind to a very clear understanding that this man could be a good leader. And everyone, including members of parliament, former members of parliament, former cabinet ministers for the Free National Movement, came on various radio stations and stated that if you want anything done from a political standpoint, you go to Brave Davis. So you voted for him. Stop. Let's stop it. Stop. We're not just going here and making a determination that, all right, well, the FNM is in. I'm going to vote against them. That's not what's happening here. They create an argument. They present the argument to you. They're consistent in their campaigning, their marketing, their promotion. You decide. Whoever has the strongest campaign wins. And that's how it's been. That is how it has been. A matter of trust. Oh my God. Government in the sunshine. Oh my God. We believe in Bahamians. Oh my God. New day. This is what wins campaigns in our country. We're not talking about those 10,000 of us who are out here making a determination and being able to dot every I and cross every T from a political standpoint and providing a contrast between the FNM and the PLP philosophically and otherwise. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the majority, 85% of people who move with the rhythm of a campaign. That's what we're talking about. And I do not believe that there's 85% even concerned about a car. They are concerned about their meals. They're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about taxes. But I don't think they're concerned about a car. I think the 15% of us who identify these things can say to the PLP, this is wrong. Stop deflecting. Stop looking at another avenue. Stop providing a contrast with yesteryear. Stand in your conviction. Stand in your position. Make a right determination. Stop looking for a scapegoat. Stop looking for a scapegoat. You sully a whole man name. And you know you have an entire committee associated with these things. Stop it. And they do these things and we forget about it. Because you're enamored by the campaign. Shoot straight with me. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm great, man. Listen, I think your last caller was on point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
But, let me hear it.
I don't think it's about the car, per se. I mean, that's the latest thing, right? The latest mm-hmm. distraction. But there's a crescendo building, if you want to acknowledge it or not. And just from the pattern of voting in and out of government, I mean, there's no show of footing for this government. But let me just say, more importantly, the party, FNM, and PLP, they're bigger than just one individual. This is why Loretta Butler didn't have a shoe-in, because she went against the party. I mean, if she was so enamored, if everybody was so in love with her, she should have won our former party with herself, Monica, and our brand. And they would have been a shoe-in. But that's past individuals, right? These party supporters are past individuals. I mean, you could anybody there, and they would be a shoe-in. All right? But Michael Pindar isn't just anybody. And he's loved by the party. So, I mean, I can't see this call for change of leadership. That does not resonate with the
I don't think it's a call for change of leadership. I can be honest with you. I'm not hearing FNM say, we need new leaders.
Right.
I hear Minis supporters indicating we want Minis back.
But that has always been the nature of the Free National. I don't remember one time in the history of that party that it's been, except for the time Ingram came over. And the problem with that is, I don't think FNM even want a stronger leader as Ingram, because Ingram had so much power then. I mean, at one point he threatened, well, I'll break it up. I mean, you know, there was some things said, right? So it's got to be bigger than the individual. All right. We need to move away from that.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I appreciate it, my brother.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
You.
No, thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you for your telephone call. Thank you for your contribution. We got to talk like this. I don't understand where we are. I don't understand. The only thing that I've seen, let me tell you something. As hard as we went against Perry Christie, and from 2002 to 2007, and we labeled him, y'all put a dunce hat on him, turned him around in the corner, and shoved him in there, right? And labeled him, big target on his back, worst prime minister ever. This is what you did. Your comparison was Ingram. Your comparison was Lyndon Pinlan, right? You labeled Perry Christie from 2002 to 2007, worst prime minister ever. Between 2007 to 2012, by the time as we got to the end of 2012, with the road works and the road projects and so forth and so on, you turned cat gut on Ingram. Let's not forget these things and stop playing. You then turn on him. I had the DNA when I was a candidate for the DNA in Central Grand Bahama. I had people from the DNA in Nassau calling me because I was running against the then Minister of Works. He was initially the Minister of Tourism and then transitioned into the Minister of Works. If you remember, my good cousin, Nico Grant. Do you remember this? Okay, so Nico Grant's constituency was in Grand Bahama. Central Grand Bahama, I'm sorry. It was in Lucaya at the time, and then the boundaries shifted, and it became Central Grand Bahama, okay? So his constituency was Central Grand Bahama. And so the DNA called me in Grand Bahama and said, Howard, you should write an article on the roadworks in Nassau so we could be able to publish that. I said, what the hell the roadworks in Nassau got to do with me? I live in Grand Bahama. I said, how is that going to help me win? Big row. How would you do as we say? I said, listen to me, buddy. You got to be out of your mind. I need to win. Big row. Because the country had already turned cat gut on Hubert Ingram. They make all manner of song that we still sing. The road them dig up. All the road. Come on. The rhythm of the campaign. Mine, and you didn't want nothing to do with Papa. Beyond the pre-game campaign. With all the songs and all the things that were led up to 2012, the PLP had a campaign that when you walk outside your house, you see your cousin with the cracked teeth. He got one teeth yellow, one crack, and then right around the corner there, he got one gold teeth, smiling. We believe in Behem. You said, Jesus, what is this? This is my cousin. Nice pictures. Beautiful. We believe in Bahamians. That concept did something to my spirit. I say, my God, I can't believe the PLP is the hardest at campaigning in this country. They bad. They didn't go out looking for some Trinidadian, curly hair, beautiful, gorgeous woman laying down in the sea and all these things like that. They're going right in your corner to your cousin and put him on a photo shoot and say, we believe in Bahamians. There is no constituency that you didn't know these people on this picture. And you voted for the PLP. The same man who you wanted nothing to do with, that you put a dunce cap on him and you said that he's the worst prime minister ever. You put him back in the position. Y'all need to stop it. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with ourselves. The intellectuals, I accept your argument. I understand what you're saying. I am talking about the mass majority that comes out to vote. You vote based upon the rhythm of the campaign. And any good politician knows that you have to have an airtight campaign to win. All of these elements are, I say, this is why the Free National Movement may have a difficult time if an early election is called. Because you haven't identified the proper persons to put together to say this is the strength of the campaign. This is the focus. This is the approach that we want to take. This is this. You haven't done any of those things. All you've said is being able to oppose that it only looks like you're opposing for the sake of opposing. It's not accompanied with constructive criticism. It's not accompanied with a strategy. Most recently, we've seen you take on a position for anti-crime and violence, so forth and so on. And we want to commend you for those particular things. But this needs to be amplified by at least 50. For us to know that the Free National Movement is on the move. You forget it. You forget when the FNM won. Color red. Color red. You didn't even know what the hell the commercial was about. Color red, subconsciously planting in your mind. That's all this is. That's all this is. Unless you are a person who is on a day-to-day basis consuming information, making a determination between the stark differences between the leadership that exists within political organizations or identifying the leader that you want, you are caught up in the campaign. Telephone call, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
I'm right here with you, Colin. Go ahead.
Good day, everyone.
What you saying?
Hold on. Now, I heard you critiquing Dr. Minnis and the reason why he lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you, even if he didn't have the pandemic, if he didn't have Hurricane Dorian...
That's a hard bet.
He still would have lost.
That's a hard bet.
I can say that because of the last three steps. But four sets of prime ministers that we have. Here, the first one. Why did Ingram lose?
I can't put money on that. Ingram lose because the roads.
Okay.
Ingram lose because they put a hell of a campaign on him to say that businesses were closing down on Blue Hill Road. The direction of the road is wrong. All these things has happened. The roads are dig up. All my my front end gone. My tire getting burst every day. They make songs about him.
And Ingram why did Mr. Christie lose twice? Why didn't Mrs. Christie lose twice?
Because he was late again. That was the campaign.
Okay,
concept.
So that's the point I'm making. So whether if Dr. Minnis had the pandemic or the hurricane not to deal with, he was still being something that the people would have voted him out of power.
Okay, I accept
that's
what
the
you're
point
saying.
I'm making.
I accept
and the
what you're saying.
Same thing with Mr. Davis. He could be one-term prime minister too.
You think he will be?
He will be. The PLP already in position right now. If they call election tomorrow, he'll be voted out.
That's bananas. What you? Who you gonna vote for?
If they call election tomorrow, Mr. Christie will be. I mean, Mr. Davis will be voted out.
Who you gonna vote for?
It definitely be the PLP.
Now hold on. You say this and listen to me. Let's do this now. Before you go, I ain't hang up on you yet, right?
Uh huh.
You say this. But we know historically in this country, we use referendums and by-elections to be able to taste or to test the
no, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No.
Yes,
no.
We do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No.
When
okay, so
the referendum happened, they say whoever
won. Mr.
Christie had what?
No. When Mr. Christie first term, did he have a referendum or a by-election?
No, the language is already he's the worst.
Okay, so that's the point I'm making now. So you're trying to say because of the by-election in...
No, I'm saying the by-election...
In Freeport.
The by-election...
They stole a hole in the seat with all the stuff that they promised. You expect him to lose that seat?
See, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. If he can go all out in that particular state, what make you believe that he wouldn't do the exact same thing as the...
He can't do the same thing for 39 seats.
Jesus.
He can do it for one, but he can't do it for 39. He don't got the money to do it for 39.
This is interesting stuff.
So that's the difference right there. You could do it for one.
So you think...
You can't do it for 39.
So you think the PLP gone if they call an election anytime soon? So you said to me,
gone, they gone.
No matter they call it short or we wait till the end.
No, like you say, right? Every time they find something to put on a administration, you know what they can put on this administration? The flying prime minister.
But they tried that already with him.
No.
He was the ground
of... already. Election ain't called yet.
Listen, so he was...
They saying it right up. He was the election bell call, and then you will see how they can put it on him.
He was the grounded prime minister. He couldn't fly. Now he's the flying...
I'm talking about Mr. Davis.
They have already said that he couldn't fly.
I'm saying when the election is called, then you hear the campaign ramp and all that stuff, you know what could be the PLP thing? The coffin, the nail in their coffin, the flying prime minister.
My God.
Watch crack, man gone.
I appreciate you.
One time.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that. Because you're saying to me, no matter if they wait 100 years or if they wait 100 days, this can be a one-term prime minister. No. I wait to see that. Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We need to talk. And it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
Ready to score big? Alive is bringing you March Madness! From incredible deals on Ring devices to amazing deals on iPhones, Nokia, TCL, and more, Alive has everything you need to stay connected and save big. And that's not all! Enjoy free data, prepaid plan bundles, exclusive event tickets, and more! Deals end March 31st. Visit BeAlive.com or follow us on our social media at WeAreAlive to stay in the know. Score big with Alive this March season. Don't miss out!
Calling all pizza lovers. Marco's Pizza just got hotter. Head into any Marco's location and try our new hot honey Magnifico pizza featuring our old world pepperoni drizzled with Mike's hot honey. Available for a limited time only. Get a large hot honey and enjoy this sweet and savory goodness for only $18.50. Make the right choice and order one today at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. No one makes a pizza quite like we do.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Quick announcement. I want to be able to. I just Miss Rigby over at H.O. Nash. Miss Rigby over at H.O. Nash. She's telling me they got some cows, they got some goat, they got some sheep down there, and they need some feed. If you're in the position that you can be able to do that, if you can assist them, I'd like you to do that, please. She just called me. She says, Howard, we could see all these cow ribs. We can see these goats, so forth and so on. It's very important. It can't be that we're looking for another industry to be able to fortify and strengthen our kids with sort of anticipation of what's going to happen in the future to ensure that they know how to deal with some agriculture, they know how to deal with vegetation, so forth and so on. They've been given this opportunity, and that's one of the things I don't like. I just want to say that. I think that the government is superb at being able to launch concepts, but maintenance is an issue that we have. And so Ms. Rigby is calling me right now, and she's indicating to me that they cannot feed the cows, the goats, the sheep, the animals that are down there at H.O. Nash. Please, if you're in a position, if you got some feed, if you got a position that you can be able to assist them, please do so. Give them a call at 323-6489, 323-6489. That's H.O. Nash Junior High School. They can be able to assist you in those areas, okay? Please give them a call. And if you're in a position, if you won't be able to say, Howard, well, you know, I got $20, I got $5, whatever you got, you could do that. If you're in one of these stores, you say, Howard, I got two bags of feed, I can help with this, this. Please, please, let's do that. I know a great deal of y'all like animals more than you like humans. So we're hoping that you could assist. 323-6498, 323-6498. The lines are open. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Everything good?
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. And good afternoon to the nation. A couple things, Howard. The Appenheim is going to have massive internal problems coming towards the end of 2024, which will certainly carry over into 2025, right? You have the current leader, who most likely, based on what the talk is on the ground, will not be opposition leader in October, right? You can hear me, Howard?
Yes, I'm listening to
and
you.
And so what would be interesting to see is after this split comes into place, what will the now opposition leader position be when the former prime minister and former leader of their party takes over as the new opposition leader? And how will the current opposition leader conform under the new leadership of the FNM? That would be very interesting to see. It would also be interesting to see how his supporters, who are seeking to force him on all FNM, respond to their new leader, most likely based on what the talk is on the ground, who would be former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis, right? And so that's going to be their second election and testing since the major election of 2021, right? Their first testing would have been down there in Grand Bahama, where they lost miserably, right? Even if they got all of the opposing voters together, they still couldn't come close to the margin of victory that Honorable Kingsley Smith got under the leadership of Prime Minister Davis.
Stop it. Stop it. More than 60% of people. You gone? You gone? You gone. More than 60% of people didn't even vote. You are wilding out, Anton. To be able to create a narrative as though the PLP has done stupendous in a constituency where they had almost 6,000 people registered to vote. In fact, the voters registry increased significantly in West Grand Bahama. The people registered to vote only to not come out to vote. Blew my mind. I often put Pakeisha Parker to significant work because I watched David Wallace. David Wallace, know he couldn't beat Obi. Know he was having issues in West Grand Bahama with a couple of things. He knew that. And so he was back and forth, and he was in everyone's house, and he did everything he could possibly do to identify those persons to come out. He had all his soldiers on the ground and everyone being able to come out. And David Wallace, he won only one time. And watch that. But Keisha didn't do anything that David did as it relates to being proactive. Now, you may not necessarily see this. Yeah, listen to me. I was in this campaign. I was there. David used to do rallies in the alleys. Blew my mind. Blew my mind. This guy was so good. I guess it was a natural kind of progression for him to move in this kind of an MC space. He would pull a trailer up in the front of your house, them little flat trailer, which you put your little lawnmower on, for commercial lawnmower thing. I mean, you pull that right up in the front of your place. You say, I come on your property today, drop two speakers, and boom, rally in the alley today. David Wallace. Talking about issues, talking about this man was hard. I saw Pakisha did none of this. I understand how to win these people over. I understand. And all of that happened, I put Pakisha to work to say she didn't do it. Kingsley didn't do it. But you know who did it? The $100,000 that was spent for those people to come down? Stop it. And they still didn't come out in numbers. It was peculiar. It was peculiar. So let's be decent about these particular things when we talk about that. Let me get the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, my call dropped, Owen. Can I finish my point?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And so even if you try to throw the discussion in there with the numbers, right, Howard? Who is the representative for West Grand Bahama and Bimini?
Kingsley, at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Was the FNM able to capitalize on the low voter turnout?
No.
Was the FNM able
to
convince
the FNM can never capitalize on low voter turnout. It doesn't work like that. The PLP will always be victorious because that's your base. They're coming out for you. They're coming out. They continue to be able to talk about those things and do that. Is that a next call on the line? Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Ciela? No? My producer says we got to go to a break. Forgive me, guys. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Three-Way Productions presents Showtime at Nassau Cruise Port. Experience live performances every weekend. The elegance of classical music. The infectious energy of Latin nights. The smooth sounds of jazz night. And a delightful evening of Bahamian music. March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. Visit www.nassaucruiseport.com/events to learn more. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, the Foundation here, having a good conversation with you. Please forgive me. I just get cussed. Anton, just give me a call and say, Howard, you know, I appreciate that. My producer indicated to me, both C. Allen and Anton, the phone's dropped. That's why we're into commercial break. So please forgive me about that, right? Let me see if I can take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How are you?
Good afternoon, my brother. All is well.
Good afternoon to the nation. Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir.
The Haymans really concern me when I listen to them and the comments that they make on this radio. As far as I'm concerned, in my humble opinion, Mr. Grant, Mr. the Honorable or the Most Honorable Hubert Minnis deems to be the worst Prime Minister in the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Where are we going with him? Why are we trying to bring him back?
But you said it, but because, Christie, and you bring him back.
But as far as I know, when Mr. Brave Davis has done in his first year has far surpassed what Mr. Minnis did in his full 4.5 years. I mean, just Brave Davis, the Honorable Brave Davis, first year far surpasses 4.5 years. So, I mean, what is it that we as Bahamians are complaining about? We're complaining about a car. You know, we're complaining about all kinds of things that is totally unnecessary when this man is doing so much to rebound the economy, when he is traveling to bring investors into this nation, when we are far better off now today than we were under the Minnis administration. You know, as far as I'm concerned, as a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the only thing the FNM comes into is to have a big party and to bust up the money with the PRP leave in the Treasury.
What?
You know, so, it is a fact. It's a proven fact that every time the PRP take the economy of the Bahamas, they leave a surplus in the Treasury for the FNM to have a party with. And they comes in and they leave the country broke, busted, and disgusted every time. Okay? So, I mean, I don't understand what... I mean, this isn't scientific stuff that you need to figure out. I mean, the common baby can sit down and put one and one together and come up with two between the FNM and the Progressive Liberal Party. I mean, this is just common knowledge. It's common information. And facts is very stubborn. Facts does not move. No matter how you kick it, no matter how you lie on it, no matter how you try to water it down, facts is very stubborn. It stands. As far as I'm concerned, in my humble opinion, Hubert Alexander Minnis is a failed prime minister. And Pintard, the leader of the present opposition, it's a retard. Pintard is a retard.
So you're doing a lot. You don't do a lot. No. We don't use that kind of language. That's too much. I had to let you go. I can't. We're not here to cuss people. Right? You could intellectually say what you got to say, and everybody could understand what you're saying, but you can cuss them directly. Can't let you do that. All right? Now, I got to touch some things with you, right? Now, you said some things are irrefutable as it relates to facts. In 2019, the Bahamas celebrates the highest visitor arrival numbers in history in 2019. This was in 2019, January 23rd, 2019. The Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation is excited, right? Has exceeded a record breaking 7 million visitors in 2019. The ministry attributes the historic success to data-driven. They have done these particular things, but their marketing, their authentic storytelling, their aggressive PR, their sales, their airlift, their strategies. Whilst the impact of the Hurricane Dorian are still felt, the hard work and dedication of the ministry and its partners ensure that the Bahamas is still rocking. It's strategic, I guess. They use the word rocking, tie in that the rocking the dock, right? So let's just shoot some stuff. Let's shoot straight down the middle. Very straight. Okay? I cannot say that if it wasn't for the hurricane, if it wasn't for the pandemic, that the prime minister would still be gone. Maybe the people would still vote him out. However, that administration, because you remember the last time we had significant issues in the country was 2008. America had the housing crisis. You gave them 2 years to be able to get yourself. In 2010, Haiti had a hurricane. I'm sorry, Haiti had an earthquake. And that, you know, that had some effect on us, with us being able to fortify our borders, so forth and so on, had people in the detention center and all these particular things, if you remember these things. 2012, there was a new election. 2011, the rules was dig up. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come into the room. Come into the room. Let's remember these things. 2012, when they got in, the PLP got in, former Prime Minister Perry Christie take all the eggs and shove them into one hat. He shoved everything into one hat as it relates to Bahama. You remember this? Come on, let's remember this. Let's remember this. So as we move down and down, we've never had an opportunity to identify, fortify, and strengthen the industry that brings us the goose that lays the golden egg. We didn't have time to focus on those particular things. If we remember during 2000, from 2007 to 2012, the majority of that time we had, who was the minister at the time? Was it Nico Grant? Then he moved to housing. Then he moved to works. Do you remember the campaign slogan? Let's make the Bahamas better again. Do you remember this? We did not have a time to recover from an economic standpoint, from a touristic standpoint, to fortify the industry at that time. Let's be honest and remember these things. It is unfair for you to be able to indicate that this prime minister is the worst. We had record-breaking years during this time. It's unfair. Now, fast forward to 2024. The natural inclination after the world has been locked up for 2 years. Now, this is just me being decent. I don't want to take nothing from the PLP. This is not what... If you look globally, there has been an increase based upon pent-up and this kind of an anticipation for travel. The world has seen record tourism numbers from people moving from one space to another. After COVID-19, with the auntie, cousin, so forth and so on, you had to kiss them through a glass and they died. The world has made a determination that we are going to travel to touch our loved ones, to do these particular things, and we are the beneficiaries in this country as a result of people coming in. Exuma is a beneficiary as a result of people wishing to be able to see more of the world, because no one knows when things are going to happen. Let's be decent. The PLP didn't cause this. The PLP didn't do this, bring these particular people in, these people traveling. No matter if the COI was in government right now, the people traveling. The only thing that will stop them, because they get into Haiti also, the only thing that would stop them is an embargo or flight restrictions. Let's just shoot straight. And even with an embargo, they find a way to be able to circumnavigate. People are traveling. But before this kind of an anxiety, this desire to travel, in 2019, the Ministry of Tourism, under the auspices, under the leadership of not only Denicio Diagala, but former Prime Minister Minnis, has caused these things to happen. Let's be fair when we're saying what we're saying. I just want to be decent as I say that. I just want to be decent as I say this to you. Next telephone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Howard, how are you doing? Alan Johnson.
Yeah, sorry about that. Your phone dropped, but I got you.
Yeah. The person name you called on that letter to the editor is Cornelius Allen Johnson II. That's my son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not Cornelius Smith.
Okay.
Right. That's my son that wrote the letter.
Okay.
Okay.
See Cornelius, and the second, right. I was thinking C.A. Smith's son.
Right.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
So what happens is, you know, the PLP called us before, especially Anton. It's amazing that knows what's happening in the FNM, but not in the economy. In fact, the only thing they know less than what's going on in the FNM is what's happening in the economy. Howard, politics is personal. Politics is personal. You hear people say it all the time. And there might be a small subsection that focus on each of the things that you talked about. But people vote based on their response. This is why we have to put that out. I know, and people say facts are stubborn. Facts changes the truth, okay? It's a fact that it's raining outside right now, an hour from now, the fact. But the truth is that it did rain and it is dry, or whatever you want, the weather changes. But here's what happens is that The Bahamas, especially new demographics of people going all the way back, 60% of the population born after 1981, like my son and others, they're looking at a new economy. They see the potential of the Bahamas from a global perspective, from a whole eyesight that people are not, that these current leadership are not seeing. Whoever speaks to them will become the next government and probably will remain government if they fulfill their promises to them. The things that such as Brave David said about, oh, the oligarchs, the wall need to come up, to these new generations of behemoth that understand there is no wall except for policy and legislation that is keeping them from the global market. They could leave the Bahamas and access it. What has to happen is we need a government that understands and create the environment for them to access it from here. And these are conversations that is necessary and is being happening. The problem is that you could, people be honest, significantly name the accomplishment of the Progressive Liberal Party. I've been asking for this. Name them. Don't tell me that you go on the way and come back and you have these different things. Because there's a reality of exactly where we are and our economy. Go look into the budget, listen to the midterm budget report, listen to everything else. That reflects the reality of today's people. Homelessness, hunger, all of these things is reflection of reality. We are destroying homes, whether it be illegal or not, with no place for them to go. We have an economy that is not growing sufficiently enough to absorb the workforce that has been destroyed by COVID. And from the north, the hurricanes still waiting for restoration and promises being made. And so these are personal things to people in each particular area. And that's what's going to determine the next election. Mm-hmm. And I could well assure you, if the PLP keep on their talking points and their facts, you remember what Brave David say? Oh, that's yesterday. But every time, name me, you know, I challenge you, name me one time, Howard, the PLP ever spoke to the accomplishment without talking about what happened in the past. Well, we are really bad, but we're not as bad as this person. No, the people saying we got rid of them. We want you to know how good you are today. But don't compare you to the past.
Like I said to you about, and I got to let you go, I got 3 seconds, but like I said to you at the beginning of the show, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham will come out. And he said, well, you know the nature of the PLP. This is the nature of the PLP contrast. They will remind you. If it was Hubert Ingraham and Brent Simonette on the stage, they will remind you, salt and pepper. They would remind you, this is the nature of the PLP. Why are we fighting them? You're going to lose your time and energy trying to be able to identify a shot with, and they will execute. Why are we fighting them? Get on your game and get to victory. Let's do what we have to do. Let's talk about these things. It says, Mr. Grant, good afternoon. As for me and my family, we get rid of both of them. Looking at the government who looks out for the poor people. This text is coming through. So it says, tell the PLP to deal with the need for the people who to buy cars. We need a proper bus system and more bus routes. There are too many cars on this road. And how can we clean up these derelict cars that are all over the place? Nassau is a dirty place. This text is coming through. It says, good afternoon, Howard, Mr. Grant. The last caller was spot on. As a PLP, I can't vote for them anymore. And a lot more people feels the same, that they can't get the money from the rich. So they find every way to take it from me and you. It's so sad. This text is coming through. So it says, Howard, the name on the paper was called Alan Johnson. Forgive me, CA, right? For Cornelius Allen Johnson II, that's C. Allen's son. So it says, Howard, you're hitting the nail on the head. Minnis had so-called FNMs around him, did the party and the country no good, and the AG under the Minnis dropped the ball every time the ball was given to him. As the text is coming through, he says, allegedly, he can only travel now because he has a diplomatic passport. These are allegations. This man all over the world, you worrying about the allegations? He is traveling. And you're cussing him. As the text is coming through. So he says, we need a coalition government, 6 PLP, 6 FNM, and the rest independent candidates. That is crazy and chaotic, right? So it says, Brave will be the taxing prime minister. That's the legacy coming through. Brave will be gone because the cost of knowing the resources are out to make things easier, but as usual, only PLP supporters. PLP supporters saying that they ain't living good either. So it says, That man is talking nonsense, bro. If the election was called tomorrow, the FNM nor the COI has enough people to run in them seats. Wow, this is heavy what you're saying, right? So it says, Howard, some callers today got to be on flit, right? I don't even know what that means, right? So remember that the PRP sent most of the first year opening buildings, and they did not build. Me Minis did not deserve the law. This by Sparky. Hey, okay. Hey, Sparky, what's up? So he says, you are right. It doesn't matter who have been in place at this time. Tourism would have been doing the same. That's just a natural inclination. That's what's happening. So he says, great show as usual, Howard. You tripping, though. They couldn't do well. The people pissed. And the national insurance increase, and now the people are super pissed that the new BMW and is saying that they would win. And you saying that they would win, how would I think? I found the person accused of vaping on the job. You're wrong on this one. All right, I'm not going to fight you. This is how we talk. This is a dialogue. I want to thank you for being able to participate and join in the show today. I still stand steadfast that if the Free National Movement doesn't get themselves together to identify their candidates to do away with this, if I was the Free National Movement and I was in the position, even as the chairman right now, I would say election, early convention before summer. It's me. I would go to an early convention before summer. Settle this nonsense, identify your candidates, and get on the ground now. This has been The Foundation, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to join in with us today. Thank you, all those sponsors that continue to be able to sponsor our show. Please give me a shout, 8270111, 8270111. We're going to see you on Monday morning, Godspeed Life, as we continue to do this. Have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Take a sweet thing in the can outside for some Kong salad. Hopefully, we got some good weather this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Go down there to Garden of Eden. I probably can go have some breakfast with my good guy. Tomorrow. So if you're going down there to Garden of Eden, you'll probably see me down there tomorrow morning. We can be able to do those things. Guys, have a beautiful weekend. We're going to see you on Monday.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.